Yo, 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 check it out. This is the rapper Big Pooh, live and direct. Right now, you're checking out the Hip Hop Digest Show. Yeah.
Any artist out there want to be an artist and want to stay a star and don't want to have to worry about the executive producer trying to be all in the videos, all on the record, dancing. Come to Death Row. Come to Death Row. Come to Death Row.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And it's too early to be Ezo Gijo, but I'm going to do it anyway. What's up, brothers?
What's good?
That's what's up. No doubt. Happy morning.
Yeah, another morning show.
Yeah. So, no doubt. As of recording time.
The Hip Hop Digest morning show.
Oh, no.
That's funny.
Us par.
I know. Look at all these roaches.
Oh, God.
That's what's up. Yo, first topic on Hip Hop Digest. Really, it's not even a topic. I'm going to give a shout out to the Los Angeles Rams football players. Stedman Bailey.
Los Angeles Tavon. Rams, B.
Oh, what?
It used to be.
Did I say Rams?
You said Los Angeles
Rams, B.
Oh, that's how old I am. I never could get into St. Louis. So let me do this again. First topic on Hip Hop Digest show is not even a shout. It's just a shout out to the St. Louis Rams football players, Stedman Bailey, Tavon Austin, Jared Cook, Chris Glevens, Kenny Britt, who took the field and raised their hands and don't shoot. And every last one of those players, I tell you, is going to be a question mark if they're on the NFL roster next season. Swerving, you say?
Well, I it's not the same as, you know, the black fist in the Olympics.
Oh, it's right there.
But I tell you, it's right there, son. I take it. Yes, sir.
It's right there. Matter of fact,
they didn't have to do it.
No, they didn't have to do it. But I'm going to tell you why it's equivalent to the black fist. Because these gentlemen may all not be in the league. That's how they probably didn't realize they were taking their career in their hands. But all of these gentlemen probably will not be in the National Football League next year just because of that. Because the NFL owners and the people who run the National Football League are down with the Ferguson police 1,000%.
Well, I think if they're going to be kicking heads out of the NFL for that kind of stuff, then there won't be, what is there, about a 30% or I'm sorry, a 70% blacks in the NFL?
Yeah, but 70% of blacks ain't raising their hands. Now, if every African-American in front of every National Football League game did it, then they would be covered. But trust me when I tell you, my nigga, just like we do in society, there's a lot of African-American players who just ain't down with that shit. Ain't gonna raise their hands, ain't gonna be concerned with none of that shit.
Because they gotta be Michael Jordan on it.
Exactly.
They gotta protect the assets.
Exactly. So I just wanted to give
commercials.
Right. I wanted to give a special shout out, even though my mind was in LA, but to the St. Louis Rams who may be moving back to LA anyway, to those players specifically, because what they did was crazy brave and they did it from the bottom of their hearts because they didn't know they were risking their career.
No doubt.
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is your boy, Fitty. His personal bank account was frozen. 50 Cent was sued for stealing this SMS audio brand design that went into his headphones that, you know, everybody wants to sell headphones and shit. A Palm Beach County judge ordered $16 million of his personal bank account frozen.
Damn.
Sleek has won the judgment, but 50's lawyers appealed and said they're okay with the bank account being frozen because SMS can't get their hands on it until further review. Kurt G, your boy 50, scrambling right now. $16 million, $17 million. That's a lot of guap, even for 50.
Go, shawty. That money is going. That's crazy. They froze his shit like that.
Well, it tells you one thing. Number one, 50 doesn't have as good as lawyers as some people do. You know what I mean? The fact that even his money got frozen and your judge found him guilty of stealing intellectual property, headphone design and concept and stealing it. Mm. So 50, there's nobody. 50 could, you know, get a weed carrier to say he did it, and 50 didn't know about
the
it.
The weed carrier ain't got his type of bread, though.
Oh, well.
He's carrying weeds.
No doubt. Just wondering about that, yo.
Just think, the dude had that, at least that much in his bank account, though. That's a wonderful thing, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's no doubt about it. The G-Unit leader currently
Try to get no sandwich with that account, though. That card going to get declined.
You got to leave that one at home, bro.
Leave that one at the house.
He apparently earned about $8 million last year anyway, so I don't think he's struggling, but that's a lot of guap either way.
Let me ask you this.
Yo.
Because of his history, you think he got some shoe boxes around the crib, though?
He may.
he should. All them damn videos I've seen him with that Mayweather bullshit, stacking all this money up in front of him and looking crazy and shit.
I mean, if he's smart, he does, you know. So, no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is a topic that me and Kurt G was thinking about after last week's show. In hip hop, there's a lot of what we consider to be geographical confusion.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you what spurred this topic for me. Reading Youngboy blogs and hearing Youngboy blogs complain about how much Lil Wayne and Jeezy and T.I. sound like they're from New York. Now, as old as I am in hip hop, that is amazing. That is amazing that young guys from the South is thinking that their heroes sound like they from New York. That's amazing. But there may be a reason for that, and I'm going to give you the following examples of the geographical confusion. Okay? First on the list is A$AP Rocky. He's from Harlem, but he sounds like he's from Houston.
Oh, you're going to make Miss Houston socialite upset with that one.
Well, it don't matter. He'd sound like he's from Houston. He ain't from, but he sound like it. French Montana, who is originally from Morocco, then moved to the South Bronx. But now he sounds like he's from, what is that, Bankhead? Someplace in Georgia. You know what I mean? Motherfucker was born in Morocco and shit. You know what I mean? Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Our friend Bobby Shmurda, of course, born in Brooklyn. But he sounds like he's from Chicago.
That's why them Chicago niggas is mad at him.
Exactly. Geographical confusion. Pitbull from Miami by way of Luke Records, no doubt. But basically, he's turned into Julio Iglesias, a Latin international playboy superstar.
All the girls I've loved before.
Can I ask you a question, though?
Yeah, go ahead.
How the fuck Pitbull get wrapped up in that shit?
Hey, B, I'm just telling you, yo. When they giving this nigga a star on the Walk of Hollywood fame, and I'm like, for what? There's only one reason, because he transformed to Julio Iglesias, an international superstar, standing on stage, pointing, and getting paid to point for Bud Light.
Damn.
I can't fuck with it.
I'm just saying, because I wouldn't even consider Mr. Pitbull a rapper even at this point.
But he used to be by way of Luke Records.
Yeah, that's true.
Just putting the history out there.
He used to sound like them boys from down there.
The aforementioned T.I., Jeezy, and Wayne have a reputation for sounding like they're from New York, but all are from Atlanta and New Orleans, respectively. We already talked about them. Jay Elect, who is from New Orleans, but he sounds like traditional New York. You can believe that.
Yeah.
Jay Elect. We got Busta Rhymes, who's from New York, but he's going to sound like whoever you want him to sound like. There's no geographical confusion, because this nigga don't have a compass, my nigga. Shit's spinning.
That nigga got rolled up.
As an example, he signed OT Genesis, our young crack friend. He was born in Atlanta, Georgia, but raised in Long Beach, California. There's a lot of geographical confusion, my nigga. Big Crit. You know he's from Mississippi, don't you, Swervin'?
I do.
But he sounds like traditional Houston and Atlanta. I'm talking about the traditional 90s sound, the organized confusion sound, that type of shit.
UGK.
Exactly. And last but not least is your friend and mine, the corporate rapper. He used to have his own unique style, but began metamorphosing with the Port Arthur, Texas flow, UGK.
Big Pimpin'.
Then moved to Philly flow with the State Property Whisper style, and then moved on to the pop flow on Blueprint 3, and continues the changing up of the flow with the Chicago drill sound, and as of recently has been spotted sounding like the Atlanta Migos flow. Geographical confusion. Certainly, the corporate rapper is making the most money out of all of those people switching up. I just wanted to let people know that we are aware of the geographical confusion, and don't be confused. JZ, by way of the corporate, is not from Atlanta. Just be clear. You know, don't get gassed over that. You know what
Holy
I mean?
Grail.
Yeah, exactly. So geographical confusion. Swervin, you say about geographical confusion?
It is an interesting phenomenon because, you know, we remember how we used to talk about region repping?
Yes. Really, there is no more. I mean, people still do region rep, but it's hard. I mean, like A$AP Rocky and the French Montanas want to say New York, but they're not really repping New York. They're region repping for other areas because of their music.
You know what I mean? Repping.
It, well, indeed.
Converse repping.
Kerr G, geographical confusion?
Yes. Yeah, I say Dollar Generals.
Get it for a dollar.
See, this whole shit is just is fucked up because if a young boy thinks that T.I. and them sound like they from New York, when we already know them niggas don't sound like that.
Exactly.
I mean, even though they niggas called him Jeezy New York or whatever they was calling him when he first came in the game. But Jeezy had a more intelligent flow than some of them dumb niggas. But he still don't sound nothing like New York.
Well, and again, can you blame young kids who grow up under that supposition where all of their heroes are from below the Mason-Dixon line? All of their heroes are from below the Mason-Dixon line. And when they come to New York and, you know, when they're in New York, you know, you might want to act like you from Brooklyn for a week or two while you're here. You know what I mean? Yeah, so, indeed. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is Beanie Siegel was shot yesterday morning. The South Philadelphia rapper was shot in his stomach following an altercation outside of a Pleasantville, New Jersey home at around 9:25 a.m. Friday morning. Siegel was recently released from prison in August after a 2-year stint for tax evasion, was on home confinement after spending some time at a halfway house, and was wearing an ankle bracelet during this morning's altercation. Authorities and Siegel's lawyers initially called the wound life-threatening. But as of this morning, as far as I know, Siegel is out of surgery and in recovery. Is it going to end bad for Siegel, G?
You hope not. But we all know about karma. And Siegel need to learn his lesson. He's a hothead. And I know about being a hothead because I'm one myself. But he need to just know when.
Okay. Siegel doesn't have any money. Okay. Siegel's probably back in the game. And it's gonna not end well. I'm a Siegel fan. I mean, I'm saying this out of just pure D concern because I really like Siegel. Always like Siegel. You know what I mean? You know, and I know he always represented again the hustle side of the game, you know, but Swervin, I just get the feeling it's not gonna end well, man.
Well, until we start getting mad about black on that's something else.
that's another show.
Right. Well, my thoughts on Beanie Siegel, yo, is the same as I have for any other human being. I don't want to see nobody go out on no stupidity. You know what I'm saying? Especially somebody who has the kind of talent that he has.
Right.
Has displayed, because we don't know what his talent is right now.
Right.
And when I saw that tweet this morning, I was like, damn, yo. My first thought was, you know, what do we call them?
Jail niggas.
Jail niggas.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to know at some point, and I know that age doesn't qualify you to, you know, be this or that or the other, but God damn, maybe experiences should tell you or show you different things. And if you're going to put yourself in those situations, we might be seeing that story. We might be seeing that fucked up story.
Yeah, no doubt.
But now what's he going to do? Because we know how what kind of person he is. Well, we think we know. So what does that lead us to think he's going to do? He got shot. He didn't die. So what do you do?
Yeah, right.
There's retaliation.
Right.
So he doesn't know how to back down.
Yeah, Hip Hop Digest. I mean,
that male ego is a terrible thing.
Yeah. Again, I'm legitimately concerned for Siegel, but shout out to him. You know, get well, man. And you know, I would hope that this would lead to redemption for him, but we don't know. You know what I mean?
Hopefully he sees the light.
That's real talk, no doubt. So next topic on Hip Hop Digest is certainly we want to give a rest in paradise out to Brian Burwell. I knew Brian Burwell, at least when I first heard of Brian Burwell, was locally when he used to guest on 980, the local sports situation. But he worked for this.
Wait a minute. Brian Burwell?
Brian Burwell died the 4th.
Wow.
Oh, you didn't know that, huh? So, yes. Obviously, inside the NFL, worked for the Detroit News, Newsday, Jim Rome is Burning, and the Sports Reporters. That's where most people remember him from. So we want to say certainly rest in paradise to Brian Burwell.
Dang.
You know, one of the, you know, black intelligentsia, no question. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And was always repped the right way. You know, what can I say about him other than, you know, we note his passing and we certainly say, you know, you are in a better place, my brother. Rest well.
Wasn't he from St. Louis or something like that?
Actually, he was from Washington, D.C.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was actually born in the district, but he the bulk of his career was in St. Louis for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Hey.
Indeed, no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is De La Soul, Chuck D, get together on a song to uplift the people in a powerful new song. So I'm listening to the song, and I think it's a good song. Thank you, Kerr G.
Yes.
For rocking the song last week.
Yes.
So just people have had a chance. But I thought it was interesting because I took the first couple of topics, the comments about the new song. And the first comment was a guy gets on. He's like, well, the beat is money. Well written verses courtesy of some real live legends. But I just can't get past the preachy overtones. It's hard to reach niggas with music like that.
He's right. It's hard to reach niggas.
So, I mean, okay. I don't. What's wrong with a good word? Okay. So, niggas can't receive a good word? I mean, I understand what he's saying is preachy. So, it's basically preachy in the word of, yeah, you hustle niggas are fucking up the community. Okay. Let's just boil it down to the simple. And so, hustle niggas is saying, you ain't going to reach me telling me I'm fucking the community up. Is that what we get down to?
What you trying to acknowledge? Niggas ain't trying to hear that.
Swerving.
Niggas trying to eat.
Swerving, help me out here. What's wrong with a... Okay, let's not call it a good word. What's wrong with a cautionary word?
Well,
yo, brother, you doing wrong. Maybe you should try to do right.
If you've been fed chitlins your whole life, that porterhouse might not taste so good, B.
So the second person says, it's preachy, but De La and Chuck have always given sermons, and sometimes we could all stand to listen to a lesson. That's what I want to get down to. Black folk, we can't learn lessons?
Yes, we can.
We can't, you know, heed the warnings.
Yes, we can.
But when niggas is out here hustling and out here, when niggas is doing dirt, and they out here trying to do whatever, they ain't trying to hear that shit. It's like, because now you're trying to touch the conscience. And when you in them streets, you can't have no conscience when you're doing that shit. So you trying to touch the conscience, they ain't trying to hear you. Niggas like, man, get out of here with that shit. Are you fucking with me? I can't fuck with you right now.
I had a friend.
I gotta stay on point.
I had a friend of mine who was like saying, I could be in this game. I could be selling drugs, but I'd have to kill somebody. I mean, he said it just like that. He said, I don't want to have to kill somebody. And I would if I chose to do that. You know,
I said a burger with cheese.
I mean, I'm just saying, I'm trying to understand I should say, and it's not just about Chuck D and Daylon. It's not even really about the song. It's about the sort of the street level mentality of cats who the reason why you don't have anybody, Kendrick Lamar might be trying to say some righteous shit on the switch up, or J. Cole might be trying to put some intelligence in the game on the switch up while they're appealing to street niggas. So street niggas straight up don't want to hear no shit that is saying, look, what you doing probably is going to cost you your life or maybe somebody that you love anyway. It's a lot of negativity in that game. The karma that you bring, you know, the sins that has consequences built in is going to come revisit you. So street niggas do not want to hear that under any circumstances. Is that what you're saying, G?
That's what I'm saying. They ain't trying to hear.
Swerving.
Not when they doing what they doing.
Is that what you saying, Swerving?
I'm thinking they already understand that, but people feel like they got to do what they got to do.
Well, indeed.
And you know, everybody knows the risk involved with doing that stuff. People don't just arbitrarily like, oh, I'm going to sell drugs. I'm going to get in the game and whatever. People do it out of, you know, for a lot of reasons. And they don't care about that other stuff. They know it's there, but they don't care.
Indeed. So next topic on Hip Hop Digest is spinning some extra extraordinary events in the world of commercial rap this week. Starts out with Lil Wayne blast Cash Money on Twitter and blames Birdman for the Carter 5 not being released. Cash Money has had their problems both internal and external the past few months. But nobody can lay claim to foreseeing the last development. No, I'm going to lay claim.
Oh, yeah, B.
Foreseeing. I'm not trying to be a soothsayer, but didn't I call this shit?
King yes, Killer Cleo is in the building.
Didn't I call this
call
shit?
Call me now.
Exactly.
It said King Killer prophecies.
Obviously, the biggest rift in Cash Money's army that they ever experienced. See, it didn't matter when it was Lil Twist. Didn't matter when it was Tyga. Didn't matter when it was J. Mills. Busta, Mystical, Manny Fresh, Juvie, Turk. But Weezy? Now starting to matter.
That's the cash cow.
Who basically, before Nicki and Drake, was carrying the label all by itself.
Right.
Lil Wayne went on to say to all my fans who want to know about my album and why it hasn't been released, because Baby and Cash Money Records refused to release it. The next Twitter account or statement, it's not my fault. I'm truly and deeply sorry to all my fans for putting up with this situation. I want off this label. I want nothing to do with these people.
Hold up.
But unfortunately, it ain't easy. I am a prisoner. He got into his Martin Luther King. I am a prisoner.
Damn.
And so is my creativity. And I'm truly sorry. I don't blame you if you fed up, but thank you for waiting with me through this.
Wow.
So, 5 years ago, I would say this is a publicity stunt. 5 years ago, I would say, nah, this ain't real. This is a publicity stunt. But see, what you got here, and what I said several years ago on the show, this young nigga gonna grow up. Then he gonna start thinking for himself. And then somebody's going to come under the influence. Now, we're just speculating it was Q-Tip in the Zulu Nation. We don't know. Just speculating. But I'm just saying, young nigga grew up. Young nigga realizing, damn, I ain't really got the pull in the circumstance like I thought I had. What do you mean Baby won't release his record? Don't he got his own label?
Young Moolah, baby.
Don't he got his own label?
It probably not really his.
I was going to say entitled.
It's an imprint. He don't really own nothing over there.
Oh, okay.
He just called the president.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because last time I looked, he had his own label. He was the president. He's the chief person bringing in all the talent. What do you mean he can't get his record released? Which leads me, again, I'm going to tell you why he ain't getting released, because even Baby Williams know Brick City waiting for this young nigga.
Damn.
They scared. They released a few singles and ain't none of that shit popped.
Nah, nigga, you looking at Brick City. You know? But more importantly, I believe the young nigga's growing up. I believe the young nigga's starting to look at his bank statements and saying, damn, I should have $100 million in the bank. I got $8 million in the bank, but I should have $100 million. So,
it's an illusion.
Extra extraordinary events in the world of commercial rap. And then, with all of that, is his main nemesis, Pusha T, who is just going nuts. And Pusha T says on his Twitter, if you want to drop albums and you don't want your CEO rubbing their hands all in the video, come to Good Music in a Suge Knight voice. He was Suge Knight on him.
All in the video.
Yeah, baby, all in the video, rubbing his hands. If you don't want that, come to Good Music.
That was pretty funny, though.
That was funny. I thought it was awesome. So, Kerji, what are the possible repercussions of this Wayne thing? And do you think, in the back of your mind, it's a publicity stunt? I still say, look, I think it's 75% real, but it's still a 25% chance of publicity stunting. What do you think, G?
Yeah, you're right. It could be some publicity in there, because you think about it, they're saying they're not going to release it. Now they're trying to get people to anticipate the release.
Right.
So when they do release it, niggas want to go out and get it.
Right. Right.
But then again, we could owe this nigga an apology. Because we did say that Zulu shit, it might be real.
It might be.
This Zulu might be. Maybe he got down with the Zulu. He sees things differently. And we might have to apologize and say, yeah, he really is taking this shit seriously.
Wow. It's crazy. Swerving.
Oh, I'm saving all that apology stuff until I hear the music.
I said we might. I said we might.
He said we might. He's just speculating.
Might. I'm just waiting until I hear the music.
Well, I'm saying, give me
You know the Carter 5 is going to sound just like the Carter 4.
Okay, that's if it gets released. Now, who knows? I'm just saying. There have been singles released that have been absolute horrid. We know that. Okay, that's on record. But, you know, Lil Wayne is the type of guy, look, you know how it is. It's no thing to go back to the joint and cut 6 new joints talking about let's get together, black power, let's stop all this nut shit, quit that blood shit, 2G, you know.
Hold up. Hold on, Wardy. That shit don't play down here. Take that shit up to Brownsville. It's not going to play down here.
Swerving, what are the chances? Give me some odds, man.
Some odds on, okay. Odds on what? What am I giving odds on?
You give me some odds on, is this a publicity stunt and we're taking the bait? Or is this Wayne growing up and being a grown man saying, I'm not letting another grown ass man tell me what the fuck I'm going to do?
Well,
you hear me, Wardy?
I'm going to look at all the whole situation at this moment.
Herman.
And I got to go 50-50 because I just don't know, B.
Herman.
50-50.
You know how, Herman. So, I'm just saying.
If there's a way to make a money in this game, that dude, Birdman, he knows how to do it. And it's just like oil and water, B. I just can't imagine Wayne.
But again, the key denominator is Wayne is a child. Okay, they're controlling his every move as a child. This young nigga is finally growing up. And this young nigga, for the first time in his life, is probably making his own decisions. There's no way Birdman and them niggas is going to stay in control. I mean, they're going to stay in control because contractually, they got that motherfucker over a barrel.
Right.
Okay, let's just be honest here.
Right.
Wayne ain't got no autonomy. And if he ain't making records for them the way they want him to make records, he ain't making records.
Mixtapes only.
You know what I mean? Period. And we don't know what the Zulu Nation and Q-Tip and all of that got to do with that. But I guess we'll see. No doubt.
That's it.
Speaking of Q-Tip and the Universal Zulu Nation, apparently Q-Tip has a lot of pull at the home office of the Zulu Nation. And him and Ninth Wonder have recently rolled out a lot of people who just joined the nation. Nas, who probably should have been in. Big Boy as well. Should have been in. Joey Badass, the young talent. Freddie Gibbs, who's also going to have to renounce that gangster shit he talking about. And the most controversial, obviously, Lil Wayne. Now, there was a big rumor, and I believe that my man from Brick City is wrong, that they were going to bring in Justin Bieber.
Whew.
And
not the woodchuck.
Yeah, they were going to bring in Bieber and also have your boy Jimmy Fallon as an honoree member, not exactly fully Zulu, but just as an honoree member. Apparently, Q-Tip and Ninth Wonder have a plan to infiltrate commercial rap with introduction people to the Zulu Nation core principles about exactly what hip hop is, saying we got to start changing it from a real organizational standpoint. Q-Tip and Ninth Wonder, Kurt G, can they get it done?
It's slim. It's very slim. And you talking about cracking the commercial game and trying to introduce real hip hop in there?
Trying to introduce real hip hop principles.
I don't see it. Unless they're gonna go back to the Puffy style of just looping niggas shits. I don't see it.
Well, I think that they're trying to understand more than just the music. I think they're trying to get people to understand that their lives, meaning a la Wayne, maybe even Freddie Gibbs with this. The Universal Zulu Nation came in part was a retribution of the gangs who were in New York. Gangs used to be in New York. I mean, old style New York. That type of shit. I mean, I ain't talking about this blood shit. I ain't talking about this Crip shit. These phony niggas who ain't even really getting, you know, shine on the West Coast where they all view them as frauds anyway. So, Swervin, does Q-Tip have a plan? Ninth Wonder. And can you back it?
I don't know. I think it's just a little sensational. And sometimes sensation works. But I just wonder, you know, if they want to fix hip hop, why didn't they fix it from within?
Don't
do the sensational. Oh, we got to go grab Justin Bieber and Lil Wayne and whoever else. Iggy Azalea, whoever. Just fix it from within.
Okay, what do you mean fix it from within? Yo, Q-Tip and Ninth Wonder have zero pull in a commercial aspect of it. And when you have the devil and you have all these people, Lee R. Cohen signing Migos and all these niggas and OT Genesis and them niggas, I mean, what pool do they got? They have zero pool.
Those young niggas would even listen to them.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I mean, at some point, what they're trying to do is saying, I bet Migos and OT Genesis love Wayne, and that was their man coming up. I can almost guarantee that.
Yeah, but see, they run the risk of one thing with all the sensationalizing is of Zulu Nation becoming a fad. And niggas just wanting to get down just to be a part of the fad. They ain't really on it. They just doing it because it's the trending topic, should I say.
Really, you think?
That's what they run the risk of. But by sensationalizing it and making it and bringing all these big names in and people like, well, what is that Zulu thing? Well, you know, maybe I should do that.
I don't know, B. I mean, right now, I can't really rein on the plan. I may question some of the members because, again, to your point, until I see different, this Wayne in his Universal Zulu Nation is bullshit. Until I hear different out his mouth or the music changes, it's bullshit. You know, and the only thing he can do is give a hefty donation. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. Indeed. So shout out to Q-Tip and Ninth Wonder. I don't know what they got going on, but I'm going to certainly support until I see otherwise. You know, that's just my standpoint.
Finally supporting, huh?
I don't know. I think you can make a quantitative decision that the mix of older guys, Nas and Big Boy, you know, Lil Wayne, Freddie Gibbs, who represent other areas of the country, both coming from a quasi-gangster background, you know.
Maybe your Miss Cleo hat is working again. We'll see.
I don't know. I'm just saying. But back to my original premise, I knew this day would come for Wayne when he is going to walk. Now, probably not fully because they got his money all jammed up. So next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is...
Painkiller Cleo strikes again.
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Andre 3000 says he felt like a sellout because of the Outkast reunion tour. Honestly, and this is big. This is a 3000. Honestly,
three stacks.
I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do the tour. We hadn't toured in 10 years. I didn't have anything new to say. How am I going to present these songs? I didn't have anything new to say. I felt like a complete sellout. We sit on this show, talk about legacy all the damn time. I don't know nobody who has a strong legacy, or very few people have a legacy like Outkast. People have the material like Outkast. Literally, they can get up there and do 3 albums back to back, non-skippage. They could do it. And we got 3 Stacks, who is acting like a complete weirdo in my book. You gotta be fucking kidding me, Swervin. Please help me understand this young man.
Well, there's no need. I mean, this guy has showed us who he is for years.
It's beyond wearing shoulder pads on and feathers, B.
I understand that, but that is what he has shown, the propensity to be on some nut shit. And maybe, again, we said this before, maybe he just is fucking tired of that music shit. Maybe he wants to go full-time acting now or whatever.
B, yeah, okay, first of all, he's not going to beat Denzel, okay? He can go full-time. Look, there's cats in this game. Look, Ludacris, for the most part, is a full-time actor, but he ain't getting no leads, okay? It's just not going to happen. Let's just be honest. He's doing this Jimi Hendrix shit. He probably acted his ass off, but without the Jimi Hendrix music, it means nothing. Kurgy, please help me understand this young man, because I'm talking about the strong legacy. I'm talking about a legacy where you have 20 years in the game, and at 30 years and at 40 years, somebody is going to want to hear you do your music, okay? I don't believe that you're going to be able to Superman hose 40 years from now. But I do believe 3 Stacks and Big Boi could do their music 30 years, 40 years. You know, sitting on a stool acoustically, they can do their music. Please help me understand this young man.
This nigga said Superman hoes.
Yes, he did. You gonna catch your kind of expressions on that one, B.
I'm just saying.
Where the fuck did that come from?
Just saying, it just give you an analogy that, you know, as much as the Dick Ride blogs just totally was like, yo, we just have to realize that, you know, Soulja Boy and all of that shit is the new standard. And this nigga is a young nigga talking about Superman and hoes. You can't do it at 35.
You can't
do it. But I'm just saying, but if you're Outkast and you could pick any number of records...
Big Boy's bored. I mean, Dre, he's bored, B. He's looking at this shit, and he's very bored. And doing that old material is like picking up a cake 3 weeks from now and trying to eat that shit.
Really?
He just said you don't want to do it. You don't want to do it, B. And he's like, okay, I'm doing it for my man because I know he need the paper. Let me hook up Big Boi. Let's do this.
I don't know if Big Boi needs the paper. I'm just saying, them niggas could go to Ferguson right now and do bombs over Baghdad, my nigga.
They could be, but...
And it would mean something.
You're talking about a member of the group that is bored with that shit. He wants to do new material. He wants to do new shit. You can hear what he was saying. He didn't have nothing new to say.
Well,
he wants to come out there with new songs.
Okay, well...
And new this. But the thing is, nigga, make some new songs.
That's what I'm saying. You call up your man.
If you want to do new material, make new material.
You call up your man, Big Boi. He's down. Let's get together and put this new Outkast joint out.
He don't want to do Outkast. That's been there,
done
that.
Oh, okay. So that's the main
issue.
Been
there, done that.
That's the main issue. I don't want to do no damn Outkast.
Been there, done that.
I want to hook up with Kanye West and do some European Scandinavian shit. Some of that shit. You know, oh, I want DJ Tiesto to produce my next shit.
Bitch, you guessed it.
Is that what we getting down to, yo? Really? Come on, Swervin. Damn.
I can see
you in your feelings a little bit, B. You're hurt, because I know Outkast is one of your favorite groups, as well as mine.
It is.
One of my favorite groups, also.
Especially when...
But he's on his Jay-Z shit right now. You want to hear my old shit? Buy my old albums.
Yeah, he is. He on that Jay-Z shit. But especially when I'm going to battle... with these niggas who got a hot single and shit, whose career lasts a full 30 seconds. Okay?
When I start...
Exactly. Yeah. Go ahead,
man. You're taking it more personally than you need to, man. People change.
I am taking it personally because, you know, Outkast is just... You know what? I understand, but I guess... Okay, I'm understanding that the material has some age to it. But it's the best material. But it's the best material.
It's definitely high quality.
I mean, I put $1 million on Outkast up against Migos.
There's no contest.
I put $1 million on it.
That's really easy money.
You know what I'm saying? You know, somebody just pull a bucket of Outkast 45s. I stick my hand in and pull out one up against the Migos' best songs.
I don't know. Young boys might say Migos got it.
Yeah, but young boys ain't got no money. Let's talk about filling up a full, you know, like, they're one of the few people who could do, like, Madison Square Garden because they got enough material with a live orchestra doing the music. Migos is lucky if they filling up the corner bar, my nigga.
I don't know, B. I don't know. They got a lot of fans, including slight Kurt G. Kurt G ain't going to go see him, but they got
hell
a lot of fans.
Hell no.
Though.
Hell to the now. I'll download a mixtape. Listen to it, get a couple chuckles out of that shit, and I'm done with it.
That's what's up, no doubt. That's what's up, man. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go out on Andre like that. I'm frustrated when I hear some nut shit. Kurgia.
but he's been on the nut shit.
Right, that's what I'm saying. From even though he was a superb rapper, MC, he's always been on some crazy shit. Always.
This goes beyond bow ties and knickers and
that's
shit.
That's before Erykah Badu.
Yeah, oh, that's real. That's what's up. Kurgi.
This nigga said shoulder pads and feathers.
Kurgi albums.
Well, that's what he was wearing.
I know, in that video. Bombs over Baghdad.
Kurgi albums of the week.
All right, this week we got MKV and Concept, Dreams and Reality. And we got Young Mang, The Black Rose Certificate. And we got instrumental joint of Jakarta Records, Summer in Jakarta.
So I got a complaint.
All right.
I like to lodge a quick complaint. Yo, I listened to Inspector Deck, Cynthia's Son.
Okay.
And I actually like the record. Matter of fact, I like it so much it may maybe slip into maybe 10, 11 on my list at the end of the year. Something like that. But I really like the record. But boy, there's really a change in the industry. And my complaint is the final mix of Cynthia's Son.
It's whack.
It's a home brew.
It's whack, B.
It should just be a mixtape. It's a home studio. The final mix on there. I mean, I like the record. I mean, Inspect the Deck, to me, it deserves major label treatment because that's a very good record. I like the record.
He wasn't paying for mastering on that shit.
I know it. That's just my complaint.
Pro Tools and your man hook it up.
This is what it is. Right. This is what it is. You know what I mean? And I really do like that Deck, Cynthia's Son, but the mixing on that is horrible. So, Swervin, what do you got left over, my son?
First of all, since we're putting in complaints, I'm putting it publicly, because we had talked and we talked, and I'm sitting here with such great anticipation of receiving some albums.
You should have got them. We sent them to you.
Yeah.
You sent me 2 goddamn albums.
Son.
You should have got 4.
Nah, I sent 2 links.
I got one. And I got 2 albums. I'm not going to say which ones they are because, you know.
Okay.
Right, but it should have been 4 albums. It should have been anyway, 2 on the first one, 2 on the second one.
Yeah.
I felt like 2 minutes.
That's it?
Wow. All right. So when the show is over, I'll resubmit. So no problem.
That would be awesome. But as far as all of our social media, yo, we get a lot of work on Facebook these days, I'm seeing. I like that from the people up top.
All right. Anybody specific you want to shout out?
Oh, my God. There's too many, B. Be honest. Right now, as again, it's still early, but get on Facebook and follow and friend and all that other shit with us. And also, Twitter has been blowing up. Everybody, all of our local heroes, favorite heroes, and followers and friends and stuff is awesome. So the social media is wonderful at this time, and y'all keep it up, and we're gonna keep it up.
That's what's up, Hip Hop Digest. So I guess that's it. That's all. Next week, gentlemen.
Peace. Oh, we gotta get Impala back in here too, y'all.
Yes,
oh,
we do.
Yeah, you just reminded me. I'm getting ready to. What we're gonna do here is this is a special circumstance. Whenever Impala is ready, since you listen to the show, since you're listening now, whenever you're ready to get in, just let us know when you're ready to get in, so that way we can go ahead and do it that week. But we're going to pick another name out right now.
Oh, boy.
I'm shaking it up.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Really?
Yeah, go ahead, dude.
All right. And survey says is Adrian Larkin.
Adrian Larkin.
Adrian Larkin, Lord, yes.
Mr. Audio Boo himself.
Oh, shit. No, that wasn't a fix. Okay.
Goodness.
All right, here we go. Here we go. So, all right, so that's it. That's all. Next week.
Peace.
One.
This one is for my dog. When the time come, don't hesitate to see the signs. Make the sacrifices, bleed for the blind. I woke up on a ghetto block like everybody else. The mind of a king can only reach it when it's out of my dreams. When the time come, don't hesitate to see the signs. Make the sacrifices, bleed for the blind. I woke up on a ghetto block like everybody else. The mind of a king can only reach it when it's out of my dreams. Time being, gravity weigh me down, killer, so much fill out. These days I'm less opinionated, don't know how I feel about shit. Mind on my grip, got me anti-hater. Gotta get it while niggas scorching, I can't try later. Operator, please leave a message at the tone. I was on whiskey and them pills, mind a vegetable, I'm gone unknown. Them words of wisdom from my dogs that had me going, niggas, wait till I get on this shit, I'm never gonna disown my niggas. Yeah, who keep loyalty in his pocket from a long line of kings and his royalty, we gon' profit. Fortunately, before we drop this, I was blessed. Would've made it back in time, but I couldn't take the stress. Major event, fight night, nigga got trainers in his corner, Vaseline for the cuts in my eyes, spraying me with water, And so I thank my supporters, gave him drive when all he had was a tank with a quarter in it. When the time come, don't hesitate to see the signs. Make the sacrifices, lead for the blind. I woke up on a ghetto block like everybody else with the mind of a king. Can only reach it when it's out of my dreams. When the time come, don't hesitate to see the signs. Make the sacrifices, bleed for the blind. I woke up on a ghetto block like everybody else with the mind of a king. Can only reach it when it's out of my dreams. Break the law, we ain't playing. Was playing, was on that Memphis shit. Peasy put me on selling girl, wasn't offended. Wasn't fucking with his sister no more, made me his brother. Never had one and I just lost one. Gave me his mother, Miss Diane, she adopted me. Nearly stopping me from jumping off that balcony. When everybody doubted me, I was OB for my time. Always known to see the signs of a real nigga. 10th grade dropout, I just feel it, nigga. Shielded with an unspoken law to save us all. God picked me up through other niggas, took a major fall. Strong arm, long reach, now that I'm stable on my feet. I prepared a place for y'all niggas at my table to eat. It's sweet. I pay it forward in your name, spit game to the big homie in the sky. Don't go a day without praying, that goes without saying. I roam about day in and day out with my little niggas. I hope I can show them a way out. When the time come, don't hesitate to see the signs. Make the sacrifices, bleed for the blind. I woke up on a ghetto block like everybody else with the mind of a king. Can only reach it when it's out of my dreams. When the time come, don't hesitate to see the signs. Make the sacrifices, bleed for the blind. I woke up on a ghetto block like everybody else with the mind of a king. Can only reach it when it's out of my dreams. It's just my cause, I pray to the east before I march. The evil still feasting on my thoughts. I try reasoning with God to see if he could even up my odd future to start. Regardless of the road I tend to walk, you see I'm growing through the flaws. From the cold of the wars, I report a prisoner of my melanin. Large within the crosshairs of peddling for presidents to represent me. The world is ours. So abroad I retreat with a starlit and arms length. Common to see me out of commoners reach. Steady mobbing by means of King with Dean Rockets. Street dreaming of Porsches. Piece of just a portion of flaws with grief for my departed. Pardon me if I'm pompous. Still a part of me is cautious, combating my consciousness, eyes low, ready for win. When the time come, don't hesitate to see the signs. Make the sacrifices, bleed for the blind. I woke up on a ghetto block like everybody else with the mind of a king. Can only reach it when it's out of my dreams. When the time come, don't hesitate to see the signs. Make the sacrifices, bleed for the blind. I woke up on a ghetto block like everybody else with the mind of a king. Can only reach it when it's out of my dreams.
Looking for my dream.
waking up in the morning, stretching the yard and still tired from the night before, cause I was in a rhythm just zoning. Looked in the mirror, seen the aging in my eyes, I realized I'm not that young cat. Life has been hard, black, no turning back, and every beat I attack, I act like I'm starting from scratch. 14 years later, the passion's still intact, compositions by the stacks, at times I reach the real patch with a cast and strap. I ask if words a hassle attacks. It's been a balancing act between dreams and reality. Dreams, they make your salary, that's the technicality, keeping me a wage casualty. No one ever said following dreams will be easy, believe me. I palm my TV before I palm my beat machine, that's for real. The path of dreams is a battle uphill, while carrying life stress that weighs heavy as an anvil. So I build up my muscle to push up these reps, no regrets. Dreams and reality, studios and mic checks, been rocking this since the days of cassettes. Another show, working 9 to 5, earn a paycheck, it's the price you gotta pay, so I live with no regrets. Dreams and reality, studios and mic checks, been rocking this since the days of cassettes. Another show, working 9 to 5, earn a paycheck, it's the price you gotta pay, so I live with no regrets.
I can't go back to my past, and I need some place to grow.
I used to think living my dreams required dollar signs of getting signed. I was blind, didn't realize I've been living it this whole time. From my first line to the first round, from showtime to the first vine, chopping 12 inches of 45, still that same grind. If I can press rewind, I make the same decision. My mission to touch one soul, get them to listen, follow my vision. Despite the conditions, no financial assistance, remain persistent, travel the distance. It's been long miles and letdowns, heartaches and some smiles. Even consider walking away, that ain't my style. So every verse that reaches your ears is from years of tears and swallowing fears just to make it here. Yeah, this is something that I hold dear to my heart, and my dreams come to life soon as the beat starts. So do what you love and love what you do, it's up to you to make your dreams come true. Yeah, yeah. Dreams and reality, studios and mic checks, been rocking this since the days of cassettes. Another show, working 9 to 5, earn a paycheck, it's the price you gotta pay, so I live with no regrets. Dreams and reality, studios and mic checks, been rocking this since the days of cassettes. Another show, working 9 to 5, earn a paycheck, it's the price you gotta pay, so I live with no regrets.
Traditional forms of painting and sculpture have no function in our streamlined existence. If they are to find a place in the civilization of the next half century, the visual arts must effect a compromise with the machine.
Yeah.
This can be done only within the terms of what we call abstract art.
I'd like to welcome everyone to the future. Used to be the educated, now I'm the tutor. Always conjuring the different flow to maneuver. This is not that weak bullshit that you're used to. It's more like Slick Rick, return of the ruler. The king of the underground, return from the sewer. The game needs saving, should have been a lot sooner. These rappers getting pruder, me, I'm much cooler. Fresh. Cause I remain abstract, abstract, abstract. Let's take it back to the block party era, the 1980s, summertime, nothing better. Hood cookouts, water fights, and good weather. He had his good clothes on, mad he got wetter. Girls practicing, trying to get their steps together. Cause if they lose the dance competition, they'll be fed up. These kids nowadays don't know shit about a getter. These rappers getting dumber, me, I'm more clever and fresh. Cause I remain abstract.
Abstract, abstract.
PSC boys, came into the game with a mouth full of gold fronts, Timberland boots, dress fatigued up. I was fresh off the night shift, 357 with the nice grip. Eyes all red from the bloodshots, fucking with them dreads with the blood clot. From arts and craft to guns and grams, from school to jail, a boy to a man.
all the members of the golden era. I remember rocking 10 boots and
Gucci's with the polo emblem.
Straight out the frying pan, spit from the diaphragm.
Paint a perfect picture,
draw you a lyrical diagram. Corner students
study the blueprint.
Pioneers of street music inspire the movement.
I live it,
breathe it,
I give it,
receive it. 360 degrees till the cipher completed.
Fresh. Limitations with old-fashioned forms and limitations have launched the 20th century artists on a restless search for new ways of expression and for new techniques.
Fresh,
yeah,
fresh.
Buckshot, what up?
Cause I remain abstract, 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 abstract.
Home and think it's through. Let's get it straight.
Ain't no time for hesitation.
Yeah. Watch when I flip.
I come with that boom back.
That's how I kick it. Can't you understand? It's the kid
understand.
With the phone.
Yo, the tone setter, chrome beretta, Rapone sweater. Try to fuck with my crew, dude, we should know better. Ill with adrenaline, tragic allies, the veterans. Afflicted by a sickness, incurable by a medicine, systemic. Masterful artistry illustrated by some of the greatest minds ever seen by the naked eye. There's no debating why arguing with a fool only proves it's too much, something that I just won't do. So I'm projecting more damage than hurricanes in New Orleans when I'm storming on a beat and releasing what I'm recording. It's important to remind you anytime that I find you talking trash, stalk fast, creeping up right behind you. Get torn, upended, and pummeled. The only light left on is at the end of the tunnel. Ghetto residents, descendants of struggle. We spill puddles of blood. You either run, hold guns, or build muscle. You start shit, I'm ending it. Raw, written, premise shit. We God gifted, smart with it, off with his head again. Come walk with the veterans, evidence to the cause. You're irrelevant, tread him and let him enter the fall.
Make these words home and think it's through. Let's get it straight.
Ain't no time for hesitation.
Yeah. Watch when I flip.
I come with that boom back.
That's how I kick it. Can't you understand? It's the kid with the funk.
Waited years for this day at last. Raise your glass, Billy Kid finally able to make his label splash. I keep the text looking exuberant. Y'all play the blame game with my finger pointing and the yes movement in order to muster up customers. Just for you to sell, you need to be placed in a sacrificial custom urn. Brush up further for my skill to be polished. You think you safe from us, you will be abolished. Buildings demolished. Tough guy, why you swinging air particles? I'm spitting brain busters, receding your hair follicles. I may get minimal play, but when I enter your name, every search engine drawing a digital blank. MCs are planted when I shoot through scopes. Cause only piece you brandish was that Google Chrome. Squealing hog, you lay skewed. Only time you squeezing off when you use a toothpaste tube. Usher in the new age of ruthless rap. They saying we do in fact got more mystique than days of future past. I craft a verse a day, son. This joint got 99 problems, but a lack of purpose ain't one.
Make these words home and think it's true. Let's get it straight.
Ain't no time for hesitation.
Yeah. Watch when I flip.
I come with that boom back.
That's how I kick it. Can't you understand? It's the kid with the funk.
Got a
subliminal. Gotta get the cash, gotta get the coin.